I think it's time we take a look at Proverbs chapter 30, verses 11 through 14. This is a set of verses that are very important to me. I remember reading them in the 70s and knowing they were important. They were a sequence of events, a sequence of people, groups of people. Then in the 80s, I began to put it together and unwrap it and began teaching it as four generations, four sequential generations, one leading into the next. It's time that we take a look at this. I'll explain a little bit more of how this all began and what it means to us today. But first of all, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11 through 14. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. There are those who are clean in their own eyes, but are not washed of their filth. There are those, how lofty are their eyes, how high their eyelids lift. Verse 14. There are those whose teeth are swords, whose fangs are knives, to devour the poor from the earth, the needy from among mankind. As I read that, you know, in the 80s, I began to put things together and began to realize after studying for a while that it represents four generations, four sequential generations. I remember teaching this in the late 80s in Tulsa. In 1992, I remember teaching this at the Oklahoma Convention Center in 1992. Then things began to unwrap and take place, and in 2002, well, actually 1998, I began Generation Word Bible Teaching Ministries, GW, Generation Word, for generation that needs the Word. That's the base of this ministry is Proverbs chapter 30. Then in 2002, I thought it was time that I had to put these thoughts together and start distributing it in some kind of a book. I wrote this little book, printed it myself. Then in 2007, we put it together in the Hope for America's Last Generation, this sequence. In fact, I began Generation Word teaching this tape set right here. Through this is the first five series or five lessons we taught in 2002 right in my living room. This goes back to 1992, 1980 on cassette tape. That was cassette tape. Now, of course, we've updated to CD, up to digital. These four verses, I just read them in the English Standard Version, similar to the NIV. The verses each begin with the phrase, there are those who. But when we look into the Hebrew, the phrase right there are those who, is actually the translation or bringing over the thought of a simple Hebrew word that is the word dor. It means generation. It means attorney. It's a cycle. It's a sequence. And it's going to give away to the next cycle or the next generation. So just as we read out of the 1611 King James Bible, who did a nicer job of translating it. Here's another copy of the King James 1611 version. Chapter 30, verse 11, it says, there is a generation that curses their father and does not bless their mother. Actually, if you have a King James Bible, the words there is in italics, which means they're added by the editors, the translators, to try and make sense out of this verse. So it simply says, a generation, and then curses their father and does not bless their mother. Verse 12, a generation, pure in their own eyes, yet not washed of their filthiness. A generation, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are uplifted. And then finally, verse 14, generation, whose teeth are swords, their jaw are teeth as knives to devour the poor from the earth, the needy from among mankind. So we're going to take a look at these verses, and what we have is crucial for us. I think it's time that we looked at this and put this out here in one of these short little mini videos and try to rush through this very quickly so I don't lose your attention, because this is the basis of Generation Word Bible Teaching Ministries. This is the foundation of where we're at and why it's important to reach this generation with Bible teaching. I'm going to come back with a video in the next couple days explaining more about this and how it overlays with several things in Scripture. But first of all, in the Hebrew, the words are, as I read right here, the word there, you can see it on your screen, a generation or door, right there, a turning, a cycle, a generation. And it says, curses its fathers, and then it does not bless its mothers. The curse right there is a word, curse is a word qualel. In the Hebrew, it means to make light, to make trivial. It means it's small, it's a trivial thing. It's used in Genesis 25, verse 34 about Esau despising his birthright. The birthright was given to him, but he considered it trivial. He didn't curse it, like use profanity and curse it, but he just considered it, I don't need this. And so a generation whose father's teaching, and we're going to assume since this is the first generation, they're being taught godly principles. They're giving a godly worldview, a scriptural perspective of world history. But there is a generation that begins this sequence of four generations that's going to end up with a violent generation, the fourth generation, that will devour the poor from the earth. We'll talk about this. But anyway, as far as their father's values, they consider them trivial, not important. But it also says that they do not bless their mothers. The word bless is the word barak, which means to kneel or to sit on the lap. It refers to something of both ways of sitting on the lap of your mother, being instructed, but also honoring your mother and kneeling before in respect for what she's done. So this basically simply saying this first generation, a generation, its father teaching considers it trivial. Its mother's teaching it does not respect. That means that generation is going to grow up, they're going to get married, they're going to have families, careers, jobs, and they're going to produce the second generation. And that's what happens next. Then it says a generation. And now looking back in the Hebrew, you're going to see it on your screen right there, a generation. At first it says pure in its own eyes, and then from its filthiness it is not washed. In other words, pure in their own eyes. Now as they look at themselves, they evaluate themselves, they say, there's nothing wrong with me. There's no standard. The father and mother tried to hand down a standard, a godly standard. This is right. This is wrong. This is righteous. This is wickedness. Not important. We'll make our own way. So now they've come to, and they produce a generation, the second generation. I was raised by parents who had no structure, no foundation. And so this generation, they evaluate themselves. I'm okay. You're okay. In fact, that's what that generation is called in our history. They wrote the book. I'm okay, you're okay. And they look at each other, but yet the problem, it says right here in the text, yet they aren't cleansed of their filth. They have a problem, but they cannot identify the problem. They don't know what pieces are missing. This is the second generation. Now, they're going to raise children, and these children are going to grow up, and they're going to have their own issues. So the first generation rejects the teaching. The first generation rejects the teaching. The second generation finds out its own philosophies, its own theologies, its own worldviews, and it evaluates themselves as, we're okay. They're going to raise a generation that is being taught, you don't need to change, you just need to be who you are. This is going to become the me generation. We had this generation, the media called them the me generation. And here it is in the text of the Hebrew. It says, a generation, how lofty their eyelids, how lofty their eyelids uplifted. So their eyes inside are lofty. What you see on the outside, the eyelids are lifted up. This is the generation of pride, the generation of arrogance. They now have their own agenda. They know what they want to do. They know how they want to conform the world into this new image, and they're going to be doing it. They're going to actively be going against reality and making things come into line with what they think is best. They're lofty. They're arrogant. They're self-absorbed. These self-absorbed people are going to try to find fulfillment in a world that they can't find fulfillment separated from reality. They're going to be raising a generation of children while they themselves are self-absorbed in their own world, their own values, their own careers. Divorce will be rampant. Children will be abandoned. They're not going to understand love and relationship that comes from a family because they're going to be abandoned by a generation who's the me generation. What's important is myself, self-absorbed. And that's going to give way to the fourth generation. And here we're reading, just translating out of the Hebrew, it says, a generation whose teeth are swords, whose fangs are knives, to devour the poor from the earth, the needy from among mankind. This is the violent generation, the Hamas generation. They are the generation of social violence, of mob violence. And the only way that they will be able to bring organization to a fourth generation is going to be through tyranny. They will not be able to self-govern. They will not be able to self-evaluate. They will be unleashed, destroying things that get in their way so that they can have what they want. And the only way to control it will be, and the only way they can understand government is going to be some kind of tyranny. They will devour the poor from the earth and destroy the needy from among mankind. This is the generation the prophets, if it's Isaiah, Amos, Micah, I've gone through, I've got much teaching on this. they are the ones that destroy the middle class. Now, we're not talking about America right now today. We're going to. But we're talking about Israel in the 700s, in the 500s, when they were destroying the middle class. The fourth generation arose, the wealthy, the priesthoods, the leadership, the judges. They began to bend the rules in their own image and oppress the middle class and drive them into poverty. It wasn't that they had poor people, although there were. It's that they created poor people. They took the middle class, the functioning class, and shoved them into poverty to give themselves what they needed. They destroyed then the poor and the needy from among mankind. Now, one of the principles we see in this whole thing is each generation does not understand the other. The first, the second, the third, the fourth, the culture is in a transition. And the third generation does not understand the second generation. And the generation who created everything in their own eyes of being fine, their children are going to be the prideful, arrogant generation, and they don't understand that. The arrogant, proud generation is going to give way to the fourth generation, the violent generation, and they don't understand what's transitioning. Why aren't you doing it our way? We're the right. We know what's going on. And that fourth generation is going to have to rise up in violence and overthrow the third generation, because each generation does not just give way like it's some kind of a cultural relay. It is resistance between each generation. My friends, we're looking at that right now in our culture. This explains where we're at. I don't want to be arrogant. I don't want to be proud. But I do want to tell you, I was talking about this in the 80s, these four cycles. I taught it in Oklahoma City in 92. I wrote about it in 2002, right after we began the fourth generation, the sign of the fourth generation with the land being struck by the sword. I'll talk about that in 2001. Wrote a book about it in 2007, based generation word on this very principle, is we are in a cycle. We are in a cycle of going from a generation who rejected the teaching of their fathers and their mothers. They created their own world philosophy. We'll call it humanism right now, where everything's okay. I'm okay, you're okay. We just need to find our way. They're going to raise a third generation that's going to be the me generation, and they're going to now be self-absorbed. They're going to give way because of their own self-absorption of doing their things that they want. They're going to produce a generation that is going to see no need for people that don't want what they want. They will not be able to understand difference of opinions. They will not be able to have some kind of civil conversation. They will only be able to rise up in rioting, social injustice, and eventually tyranny, and that will be the fourth and final generation of any culture. Now, we'll talk about America, but right now we're talking about Israel. We're talking about Judah in 700, in 500. We're talking about culture. We're talking about Israel in 70 AD. Jesus addressed them in 30 AD and warned them this is where they're heading, and sure enough, 40 years later, they are right on track. So understand, I've been watching this thing come. I think it's important to understand, what do we do about it? Well, I've chosen to teach the Word. Try and teach this generation the truth of God's Word. Try and maybe save the culture, draw them back into reality, or at least some of those that see where we're heading, to give them the truth so they at least can save their soul as we watch our society go into the fourth generation. I'll talk more about this in the next couple days.